ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Two of the big three agree. The maker of Jeeps, Stellantis, has reached a tentative contract agreement with the United Auto Workers Union. It follows the deal set earlier this week by Ford, says the union. Members have to vote on the agreement. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Talks stalled in the past few weeks, and the UAW hit harder, adding Ford's most profitable truck plant in Louisville, Kentucky, to the strike list.
The deal leaves only General Motors without a contract with the union. A gun law case update from ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
San Diego federal judge Roger Benitez, this month for a second time, he ruled California's assault weapons ban to be unconstitutional. Now the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will allow the assault weapons ban to remain in place as is until further notice. While it hears a case.
Cut off from the outside world with no phone or internet and little electricity, Gaza. No let-up in stepped-up Israeli air attacks, ground raids into Gaza. Israel calls this phase two of its war response. This is ABC News. Attacked, apparently, for what she was not wearing.
Iran teenager Armita Garyand, who was injured several weeks ago on the metro in Tehran for allegedly not wearing a headscarf, has died. She had been in a coma following her injuries.
ABC's Lama Hassan. Cross-examination scheduled for Monday in New York federal court. A former cryptocurrency chief, Sam Bankman-Fried, charged with fraud and conspiracy. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
During his testimony, Bankman-Fried did concede he made mistakes, a number of small mistakes and a number of larger mistakes, he said. The biggest one, he said, we did not have a dedicated risk management team. We didn't have a chief risk officer. Bankman-Fried told the jury he started FTX to move cryptocurrency forward, but he testified it turned out basically the opposite of that. A lot of people got hurt.
Another witness testified no part of FTX's terms of service warned customers their money could be used as Bankman-Fried's personal piggy bank. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Mads here with the Mad Music Menu, your new curated weekly selection of delectable music treats local DJs will be spinning all across town. Today, Saturday, October 28th, we've got an evening list of jams to attend. Paul Gordon kicks off the evening at Working Draft's Halloween party from 6 to 11 p.m. DJ Zipdisc is holding down the booth at Banda Taco from 7 to 11 p.m. Also at 7 to 11 p.m., August Ox is hosting their 6-year anniversary celebration with DJ Kinfolk, Big Bird, and Samuel Walner. Sister Juno's at Gibbs from 8 to 11 p.m., and Audio Max is at Notchville from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Hot Summer Gaze is back at Robinia with Hot Gay Halloween, featuring DJ Sarah Akawa, Femme Noir, and Fuzzy Duck. Starts at 10 p.m. And if you're still feeling the Halloween spooks on Sunday, head to Rigby for Sister Juno from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Come out and support these fantastic local legends and dance locally. Remember to follow at Mad Music Menu on Instagram for a fresh new menu every Wednesday.
You smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. And by Herbal Aspects, Cannabis Elevated. 3 locations in Madison or with local delivery. You can also shop online at herbalaspect.com. Alan's going to come in and have a chat with us in just a couple of minutes. Right now, let's kick off the 7 o'clock hour with new music out of Milwaukee. This band is called Lady Bird. Their first single called Zoomer on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Got a beer buzz and a broken dream. So I cracked my 5th can and I screamed. Born to run, absolutely no one at all. And a wise man once said that a dream needs gasoline. And the price is right, but the clock's questioning from the wall. It's too late, hope to run. that seem like a dream. There's tavern in that town, some faces that I'm dying to see. So now it's two lanes of open road, sun beaming through my dirty window, and the laughing faces I know make me feel free. One of them two don't cost a dime, and the other, oh well, hell, I don't mind. There's no guarantee I can take either one with me. Yeah, there's no guarantee I can take either one with me.
Civic Media, we are local music. That is brand new music from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They're called Lady Bird. That song was Honky Tonk Mama. Before that, Zoomer. Good music. They sent their music via maxincradio.com.
Yay! I like it a lot.
So they have a release show coming up at Mickey's here in Madison on November 2nd. They're playing with our friend Luke McGovern at that show. They have a show in Minneapolis on November 3rd. On November 4th, they'll be in La Crosse, Eau Claire on the 5th, and a show in Chicago on the 7th.
Ooh, they've got some good ones set up.
Good stuff there.
Yeah.
Thanks for sending your music, Lady Bird. Come join us in your studio sometime. Tell us about yourselves. We want to know about Lady
Bird.
I know.
That would be really fun.
I think we may have them for next week, Jimmy. Oh, well,
what?
Look at that. I ask, and my wish is granted.
We're talking about getting a little interview with him for Halloween night.
Oh, that's awesome.
Perfect. Perfect.
I love how this works out.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker and Terry Barr, original local music until midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, get the app. The Civic Media app is the best way to listen because you can put it in your pocket. We're everywhere. Put us in your pocket and take us wherever you're going. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We got Alan Robinson coming in just a couple of minutes. We're talking about Halloween, too. That's next week. What is your best costume or worst costume that you've ever worn over the years? Rocker, you have some Halloween tidbits for us. I mean,
well,
you booked Spooktacular forever.
Well, Jimmy, I'd like to go way back further than that. Like, I'd like to go back to the 80s and talk about State Street. And Halloween, when it was on State Street, they used to, you know, they might get 70,000 people here down on State Street back in the day, right? And of course, the drinking age was a lot lower.
Probably 18.
And so you used to see a lot more interesting costumes. And one of the costumes I remember, they all involve quarter barrels of beer. And so, because back then you could bring beer down to State Street, right? So this one person I saw, they were a biplane, you know, like out of Snoopy or something. And they were like, and so they were sitting in the pilot seat, and of course their legs were walking, but it was this giant thing. It was amazing that they could even make it down State Street. There were so many people. But then they had a quarter barrel little thing in it with a tapper. So, you know, you could tap a beer out of the plane.
Love it.
Oh, hilarious.
Some people, you just said, you know what? Screw the costume. You just would get a shopping cart and a quarter barrel, and you just head down the street. It just doesn't matter at that point. But one of the best costumes, I guess you could call it, was at the old University Inn that was on State Street. It's now been turned into a new building. But every year, they would have this party up in a room up there.
Oh, no.
And they would shut the curtains, and they would put a light on the curtain, and this girl would go-go dance basically naked in front of the curtain, but all you would see was the shadow.
The silhouette.
Oh.
And every year, boy, she would always have a big crowd down there.
Oh, I bet.
I love
that. Just hanging out like, woo!
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, call or text in the Civic Media app. Rocker, you bring up a good point was Halloween here on State Street.
Yes.
I mean, that's basically dead now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because of a few bad apples out there. I'm looking at you over there.
You know, it wasn't me, but it was kind of around the same time, you know, the Mifflin Street block party, their issues.
Yep.
And, you know, then they had, you know, fenced in the area and started charging money. And I knew that, like, really wasn't going to work.
Yeah. When I first arrived in Madison 2005, we did a hangout with the cops at State Street with
this.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
It was fascinating. And that was my first, like, Halloween in Madison. I'd never been here for the real Halloween that Rocker's talking about. And by that point, yeah, it kind of was the beginning of the end of what you guys are talking about as far as, like, the real Halloween on State Street in Madison.
Yeah.
Didn't people come in from everywhere, too?
Yes. I came from, you know, I was out in Waukesha, and I would come in and, you know, just
you
go for the
party. You were a troublemaker.
Oh, yeah. We were here when we were kids.
That's true, because the majority of the people that caused trouble on State Street or Mifflin Street came from out of town.
There were people that came in my car, probably. Yeah.
Well, no. I remember we hung out at the jail when they were booking everybody into the jail from State Street. Now, again, this is like 2000.
You went to jail?
No. We were hanging outside the jail to find out where did you pick this person up and where are they actually from?
Oh, I see.
And almost everyone was from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like Waukesha. Rocker.
Oh, but it was a lot of fun to come out here. We came out here every year.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Freaking Halloween weekend is happening. Halloween this coming Saturday. Chado is going to be coming in a couple of minutes to tell us all the details about that. One of the sponsors of the show is Herbal Aspect.
Yes.
Cannabis Elevated. Alan Robinson just rolled in.
Hey.
Hey, dude, do you have a costume that you've done for Halloween over the years that you're particularly happy with or disappointed with?
Yeah, so there was that one year when I ended up going as Blade, Wesley Snipes.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah, so it was really bad. I was, it was
really bad. God.
It was really awful. It wasn't a planned kind of a thing.
What failed about it?
I will be brief. So there was, I was new to dating white women, and I just didn't, okay, so, and I didn't necessarily.
I shouldn't laugh, but I'm laughing, sorry.
It only gets better from here.
Oh, good.
So I had showered, and I needed some lotion, and so I used hers, and it was great lotion. It was moisturizing, and it was silky.
That's how we roll.
Really good stuff. So I used it for like every day for like a week or so.
Oh my.
And I did not notice my hands getting successively orange.
Oh
and
no.
So like it was really bad. She gave me tanning lotion.
Oh!
I am a very black man. And so by the time Halloween rolled around, which was like a week later, I was damn near purple.
You could get some of that. Dude,
it was wild.
You could get some of that lotion. You could go as a black Donald Trump and have a shopping cart with a keg in it offering drinks to everybody.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But it was a wild experience, and I was a really good blade that year. So
I bet. I have to say right now, I know we're on the radio, so I'll take a photo. But the way he's dressed right now. If I could whistle, I would actually be the one whistling at you. Wow. You look amazing.
Aww,
yeah.
It's really
to
nice.
Be suit, amazing shoes. Oof, he's wearing it well. All right, carry on, boys.
Alan Robinson, he's one of the Wisconsin's pioneers and activists of hemp and cannabis. As owner of Herbal Aspect and a black-owned CBD company, he has now opened 3 stores in Madison, the newest being Gammon Road on the west side, here to educate us on legal weed, THCA, and tell us all about their new Flower Collective membership,
yes.
And a contest to win a pound of legal weed.
What?
We welcome back Alan Robinson to
that?
Max Inc. Radio.
My goodness, Rocker. First off, that was an excellent promo lead-in. I feel like, I don't know.
Okay. He'll send it to you so you can post it on your social media.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I'm bringing this cat everywhere with me. You just introduced me like that.
It's Rocker in a box.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. Well, you know, all right. So over at Gammon, we've got our flower collective that we are kicking off. HAF, Herbal Aspect Flower. Also, hi, AF. That's a thing. So we just wanted to throw in the collective. So,
of course.
So with the Herbal Aspect Flower Collective, every month for $42, you'll get an eighth in the mail. You'll also get access to all of our daily and weekly specials, like buy to get one free sorts of things. And that's on like all different stuff in the store. If you don't know what THCA cannabis is, it's the natural botanical cannabis plant, fresh when it comes like, you know, naturally out of the ground. And what you have to do is heat it in order to
extract the
use it effectively. And you know, it's odd because when it hasn't been heated, THCA is not psychoactive, which is what makes it legal for us to sell. Right. And then once right, so you know, the freshness of the plant and how much of it has converted into Delta 9 all comes into play. But again, while it's all locked away fresh in the plant like that, all of that Delta 9 is kind of hidden in there, ready to be converted. But since it's not yet illegal, it's quite legal.
And that kind of leads me to a quick question here. So what makes THCA legal and just regular THC not legal in the state of Wisconsin?
Mm. Yeah, so Delta 9 THC is going to be illegal in the state of Wisconsin. It is prohibited by law.
What's the flower do something to somebody to make it illegal? Or why is that particular, I guess it has to do with chemistry or something like that, or what?
Yeah, so there's definitely a little bit of chemistry involved to it. THCA is the precursor to Delta 9 THC. It's actually, I want to say that it's bigger. It's just a much bigger molecule, right? So imagine that the CB1, that we're in the CB1 right now, right? And in order for us to come in here, we got to take off this big, gigantic jacket because we can't get through the door with the jacket on. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and then we get the jacket off, you get in here, and then you get to being fly. Right? Okay. Well, and
that's a great, I like it.
The way that works, right? But again, while it's all big, it's legal.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay.
Tell us about the Flower Collective membership that you have. So you can get the legal cannabis delivered right to your door.
Sure, right, through your mail. Come straight to your door.
Yeah.
Sign up online over at herbalaspect.com. And you'll get all these specials. We have daily and weekly flower specials, 20% off, 30% off deals, all kinds of stuff going on.
So let's talk about it. Herbal Aspect is going to have contestants compete in an endurance contest to win a pound of legal weed.
An endurance contest?
As I understand it.
This deserves music. Hang on.
Yeah. There it is. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Endurance.
Okay, so
endurance.
You're going to have an endurance contest, win a pound of legal weed. And as I understand it, you have to keep your hand on this pound of weed for up to 12 hours or be the last person touching it. It's like a reverse game of spoons or something. Tell us about your crazy giveaway.
Oh, yeah, the royal pound possession. So as it stands, right, THCA, botanical cannabis, is... Well, it's been around forever, but nobody really understands it. And so I wanted to help folks to understand it a little bit better. Typically, people retain information that is given to them by a friend. So yeah. I challenge folks, go to our website, enter the contest, make a video explaining what THCA is.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right. We will post it to our socials.
Okay.
And the most liked videos will be, we will select those contestants, three of them actually. The fourth is going to be picked by, well, just randomly by me. I get to select the king. I'm the honorary pound king, right?
Of course.
Right now.
The contestants get through the screening process, and there's three of them, and then that's where they have to.
And then the honorary pound king picks somebody else to compete.
There's four.
So there's going to be four whole contestants.
Four. Okay.
And they will keep their hand on a pound of botanical cannabis all day. All day. And if they can, then they will get that pound. We'll split it evenly between them.
Right.
If there's a tie.
Yeah, if there's a tie.
But he has some distractions. He has some booby traps that are going to come in that are that could flub up your keeping your hand on there. Yeah.
Can people come and participate in this in the game when the contestants have the hand on the
pound? They can certainly come and cheer on their favorite contestant.
Nice. No, you don't have to pee.
There it is.
It reminds me of Make Me Laugh. Remember that old TV show?
No, but that's okay. This is good.
If people want to get more information about the contest, if they want to enter the contest, if they want to put their hand on a pound of weed for 12 hours, how do we do that?
Go to herbalaspect.com. The Royal Pound Possession link should be right on there. Click on it. Make your video. Load it up. Do you guys have until the 23rd to get that video in? Next week, the videos go up, and then the voting starts.
Okay. I can't wait. Keep me posted. Keep us posted. Come back and tell us all about it.
That's right. We're actually, the contest itself is next Saturday, the 28th.
Ooh, okay.
So that's when it all goes down. We're giving away a pound. And again, so that one contestant is going to be the winner for basically the whole year, right?
Whoa.
They're going to have an option. They're taking their cannabis, and they're going to get a bit in a lump sum, but then they're going to get a quarter every week.
Jeez.
For a year.
Amazing.
And the next year, they get to pick an honorary contestant.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, and they'll hand off the crown.
Right. It's an annual event.
I want to play. Event. That's all I got to say.
Oh,
I want to play.
Gosh.
I mean, who wouldn't want to win a pound a year? Yeah, who doesn't want
to
do that?
I can't say anybody who says no to that, they should have their head examined.
Yeah.
Period.
Jimmy, I'll help you make your video, okay?
Thank you.
So you can compete.
Alan Robinson, thank you so much.
Oh, Alan.
You're so awesome. And Terry's right. You look fantastic.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you.
That was me doing the hot.
Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated, 3 Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, West by West down by Gammon Road, the brand new store there. Don't forget, local delivery is available. Go to herbalaspect.com to get all the information. Hey, Alan, this song, I'm dedicating this song to you and Coco. It's Eddie Morrell. Excuse me, Eddie Berth and Morrell on Maxi Green.
It's all about my best friend. She's white, black, brown, long, and thin. She's just a coon hound from the shelter. She hails from from Alabama, where can hunt raccoons, tracking hounds of hell. She never made the cut for treeing. Right now she could pay for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my eyes? I bet that you'd understand if you've ever had a four-legged friend who's made your life a little brighter. Mistaken for a beagle. At home, she's the queen of the yard. If a critter walks by, she'll sound the alarm. Run around a howling and a ruin. And she goes just like this, she given her a home, but she's given us much more than she'll ever know. And I know one day that she'll pass on, but this home we made, it won't be the same when she's gone. Made for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my eyes? I bet that you'd understand if you ever had a four-legged friend who made your life a little brighter.
Eddie Burr on Max Inc. Civic Media. We are local music. Got Chad and Adam here from Freakin' Hollow Weekend at the High Noon Saloon this week, and we'll tell you about that in a second. Right now, brand new music from Elizabeth Mary. It's Breathe In, Girl on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
If I could find a map to take me far from here, see the bridges burning in the rearview mirror, I'd be 0-60 in a new passing zone, ready for this long trip alone. Breathe in, girl, breathe out, girl, take a look around. This life's too short to get caught up in the settled town. short to get caught up in this little tale.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
We'll be right back.
So grandma, you fell off the swing. Because hell, hell is for children. And you know that their little lives can become such a mess. Hell, hell is for children.
Maxine Cone Civic Media. We are local music with Pat Benatar. Hell is for children. Pat, of course, from New York, Greenpoint, New York. If you're listening to us in Greenpoint, New York, that is your local music scene right there. How you doing? We'll explain more why we're playing Pat Benatar in just a second. I want to tell you about the Civic Media app right now. It's really the best way to listen to Max Inc. Radio on the weekends. You can download the app completely free. You can choose your home station, MDX here in Madison, or maybe the Shaw over in Waukesha. Maybe if you're in Haywood, the Buzz of the North. There you go. And then, of course, you can check out all the great programming here on.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with a chance for snow. Lows around 28. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 39 tomorrow, overcast. Tomorrow night, lows around 21. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacy Lynn. As Israel expands its ground operation into Gaza, there are big concerns about how to get the hostages out. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Hundreds, if probably thousands, of fighters are heavily armed fighters in those tunnels. They're booby-trapped. To make matters more complicated, there are 229 Israeli hostages. It's believed that most, if not all of them, are being held in those tunnels. So the question is, how does Israel attack those tunnels without harming the hostages? And that's the big dilemma Israel's facing.
Groups like the Palestinian Youth Movement are out protesting, calling for a ceasefire.
There's so much conflict going on, and a way to be able to slowly restore that is to be able to shed light through peace so that we can live in a better world. We can have hope for our youth and also for our children so that this world can be a better place.
She was at one of the rallies in Los Angeles. Another day closer to getting more auto workers back on the job. Auto worker union president Sean Fain on a tentative deal with Stellantis.
We reached a tentative agreement with Stellantis. Today is the 44th day of our stand-up strike. We called it the stand-up strike as a tribute to the sit-down strike, which built our great union almost 90 years ago.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is no longer running for the top spot in the White House. He's dropped out of the GOP race after struggling to raise money and gain traction in the polls.
Now, I'm leaving this campaign, but let me promise you, I will never leave the fight for conservative values, and I will never stop fighting to elect principled Republican leaders to every office in the land. So help me God.
On the Democratic side, Congressman Dean Phillips is in. He officially filed his paperwork. Robert Costa is our chief election and campaign correspondent.
Phillips is the first sitting lawmaker to take on Biden, joining Marianne Williamson running against the president in the Democratic race. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West, who have followings on the left, are running as independents.
All right, here's a reason to get off your butt. According to research in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, just a few minutes of physical activity a day may offset the risk of death caused by hours of sitting. 25 minutes is all they're asking, and they say it could reverse the risk created when you sit on your bum for over 10 hours a day. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with a chance of snow. Lows level off around 28. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 39 tomorrow. Lows around 21 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Drive you warm, can drive you mad.
Sinclair Civic Media. We are local music. That is Garbage and Stupid Girl. Once again, freaking Halloween weekend. Freaking Halloween weekend is happening at the High Noon Saloon. Next Saturday, the 28th, there's a kids show. There's an adult show. It's going to be awesome.
Sounds amazing.
Get your tickets at high-noon.com. Oh, my. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Any action on the texting line at all? Or
it's quiet so quiet far tonight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool. People chilling out.
So far.
We were talking about Halloween costumes earlier in the show, Terry.
Oh, yes.
And you have a list of some. Is it the top 10?
Oh, I've got almost anything you want here.
What do you have for us?
Where do you shop for costumes?
Where do I shop? In my basement.
Okay.
Usually.
See, that's another one of the questions here. Do you make or buy your costume?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Buy, 66%. 34% making their own.
I like the homemade ones.
I do, too.
It lends to more creativity that way.
So most people shop for their costume at Amazon, then Walmart, then Target.
All right.
So here's another one. I like this, too. Which is the most overused Halloween costume?
Overused,
overdone. We've seen
like
it a million
ghost,
times.
Ghost or Frankenstein or something like that.
All of those are on here. Witch is number one.
Yeah.
Then a devil or an angel, skeleton, a cat.
Meow.
Huh.
Meow.
And a nurse.
the trusty nurse.
Oh, that's really funny. What will be the most popular this year? You know this one, Jimmy K.
I do. What is that?
You don't have a guess?
Most popular. Oh, Taylor Swift.
No, she's not even in the... Oh, wait, I lie. One, two, three, four. She's number five.
She's number five.
Barbie and Ken are number one.
Oh, Barbie and Ken. I forgot about that.
Uh-huh. So there you go.
844-967-2789. Your worst or best Halloween costume while we listen to brand new Amelia Ford. Happy Now on Max Inc. Radio.
Do you know what it's like to be irrational? To hate someone who hasn't done you wrong. I wish you were a bandage and detachable. Instead of running red beneath my claws.
Do you want Wisconsin to suck? I don't. That's why you're listening to me now. I'm Hawk. owner of the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge. Come to the Monkey and tell them you're there because Luke and Brian sent you. Then I can spend more money on ads and help Mad Radio keep Wisconsin from spiraling into post-apocalyptic Republican suckage. I mean, that's Iowa's job. Buy a round of the Jade Monkey and save Wisconsin one drink at a time.
Suck down drinks so we don't have to suck.
Okay.
Want to party to and from the next Packers or Bucks home game? Want to rent a party bus or 360 photo booth for a wedding, birthday, or special event? Call Gabriel the Promoter today at 414-944-1704. Rent Hercules, the full-size party bus with lights, sounds, and dance floor to transport the party to the party. The best 360 photo booth in Madison is also here with Gabriel the Promoter. Check out all social medias at Gabriel Promotes or give him a call directly. That's Gabriel the Promoter at 414-944-1704.
ABC News, I'm